Hello everyone, so I decided that I'm going to make this my last crime episode. So sometimes being in that world of crime, organized crime, I remember being a child, 5 years of age, just walking down certain streets, usually seedy environments, and just areas where there was high crime areas within rough and tough neighborhoods. And when I was first starting to be in the crime world, involuntarily speaking, I walked down the streets, and I would see people that are labeled rats and people that are labeled snitches get murdered in my presence. Usually by gun violence. And I would also see people get killed by gun violence in my presence. For any kind of organized crime related infractions. Basically, you could be a member of a crime crew or innocent bystander. If you said or did anything that criminals did not like, or they saw you as treacherous, or they saw you as disposable, or they had some vendetta-centric hatred towards you, they would snipe you down and gun you up. And that's not being funny. That's what genuinely happened back then. So I've seen people's heads be blown off their necks. I've seen brains burst out of people's craniums onto the ground. I've seen people's organs flying in midair. I've seen oceans of blood, rivers of blood, and lakes of blood dripping and shooting in the air and landing on the ground. And I've seen people drown in their own blood baths. And some of these murders happen because of blood feuds. So the murders were because of guns. And sometimes in the early days in the crime world, I remember it happening. It went from every now and then to every other day. Every weekend. At one point, it was every day. That happened for about a month. And I remember that the killers, when they first started killing, they never noticed me. Or if they did, they paid me no attention. But after a while, they would look at me, after they killed somebody, and I looked at them, and they would wave at me, I'd wave right back, and then they would say, "My little man, so damn good to see you, bruh." And I would say, "Yeah, so damn good to see you too, bruh." And they let me go about my business. They went about their business. And then after a while, they look at me, I look at them. And I'll start to smile. Because there's some criminals, if you don't start smiling, they'll think that you are a fearsome threat that they need to wipe out, eliminate, meaning more murder. And they walk up on me and start smiling, and I would give them a hug and dap them up, and I would exchange small talk, greetings, and they would do the same for me. They would compliment me in a stereotypical masculinity way. "Man, you got them, they got them dope ass sneakers. You cool as hell, my nigga." And I'll say, "You got that fly ass gold chain. You're the fucking shit, my dude." And that would be it. Because when they first started looking at me, I would get nervous, but I didn't show the nervousness nor fear. Because in the crime world, you're not really allowed to show any kind of human emotion that would deem you worthy of being considered a target. So because of these things, that's one of the reasons why it took me to 2022 in my Amazon book to reveal the organized crime part of my life, because I felt that secrets were the way for me to protect us all and keep us all alive and breathing. Because I was taught by that truth means you will experience violent repercussions, murderous repercussions that are also fearsome repercussions because of the outspokenness, bluntly speaking. So I remember that happening sometimes. And I just remember that kind of world is a shasty, shysty, shifty kind of world. So, what are the feelings most experienced organized crime? I felt dread the most. I felt distress the most. I felt worry the most. I felt fear the most. I felt apprehension the most. I felt uneasiness the most. I felt suspense the most. I felt anxiety the most. I felt nervousness the most. I felt mortification the most. I felt hysteria the most. I felt panic the most. I felt terror the most. I felt horror the most. I felt fright the most. I felt shock the most. I felt alarm the most. I felt I was wanting sympathy the most. I felt monitor aware the most. I wanted sympathetic sorrow, pity the most. I felt rejection the most. I felt loneliness the most. I felt isolation the most. I felt insulted the most. I felt insecurity the most. I felt emotional insecurity the most. I felt humiliation the most. I felt homesickness the most. I felt embarrassment the most. I felt dejection the most. I felt defeatism the most. I felt alienation the most. I felt neglect the most. I felt remorse the most. I felt regret the most. I felt guilt the most. I felt shame the most. I felt displeasure the most. I felt dismay the most. I felt disappointment the most. I felt melancholy the most. I felt misery the most. I felt woe the most. I felt sorrow the most. I felt grief the most. I felt unhappiness the most. I felt glumness the most. I felt gloom the most. I felt despair the most. I felt depression the most. I felt sadness the most. I felt hurt the most. I felt anguish the most. I felt agony the most. I felt suffering the most. I felt torment the most. I felt torture the most. I felt frustration the most. I felt exasperation the most. I felt irritability the most. I felt aggravation the most. I felt agitation the most. I felt annoyance the most. All because I was around grouchy individuals, grumpy individuals, cross-patch individuals, resentment-hearted individuals, dislike-hearted individuals, vengefulness-hearted individuals, spitefulness-hearted individuals, scorn-hearted individuals, hatred-hearted individuals, bitterness-hearted individuals, ferocity-hearted individuals, hostility-hearted individuals, wrath-hearted individuals, fear-hearted individuals, outrage-hearted individuals, anger-hearted individuals, rage-hearted individuals, disgust-hearted individuals, revulsion-hearted individuals, contempt-hearted individuals, loathing-hearted individuals, jealousy-hearted individuals, envy-hearted individuals. Organized crime is filled with immeasurable pleasant astonishment, immeasurable unpleasant amazement, and immeasurable unpleasant surprises. I grew up in a world of money laundering. And what I'm reading to you in Wikipedia is exactly what I saw. So the means of money laundering that I saw were this: money transmitters, black money markets, purchasing goods, gambling, increasing the complexity of the money trail, underground banking, flying money. Involves clandestine bankers around the world. It often involves otherwise legitimate banks and professionals. The policy aim in this area is to make the financial markets transparent and minimize circulation of criminal money as cost on legitimate markets. That's how I was forced to grow up. The three-stage money laundering process, reading to you on Wikipedia, is exactly what I saw in real life. Placement, also called immersion, groups smurf small amounts at a time to avoid suspicion. Physical disposal of money by moving crime funds into legitimate financial system may involve bank complicity, mixing licit and illicit funds, cash purchase, and smuggling currency to safe havens. Layering, disguises the trail to foil pursuit. Also called heavy soaping, and involves creating false paper trails, converting cash into assets by cash purchases, and integration, also called spin dry, making it into clean taxable income by real estate transactions, sham loans, foreign bank complicity, and false import and export transactions. And as a child, I saw the rapid growth of money laundering in real life on a Murad Daruti on Wikipedia is what I saw in real life. The scale of organized crime precluding it from being a cash business. Groups have little option to convert its proceeds into legitimate funds and do so by investment, by developing legitimate businesses and purchasing property. Globalization of communication and commerce technology has made rapid transfer of funds across international borders much easier, with groups continuously changing techniques to avoid investigation and a lack of effective financial regulation in parts of the global economy. I saw political power. Criminal groups use corruption and violence to attain power and status. I saw economic power seek to exert influence by means of corruption, by coercion of legitimate and illegitimate praxis. I saw social power. Criminal groups seek to develop social control in relation to particular communities. So I saw them having explicit rules and regulations, codes of honor, even though everything about them is dishonorable. They were monopolistic market control to maximize profits. They had a specialized division of labor to achieve organization goals. They're willing to use illegal violence and bribery. They're perpetuating themselves. Recruitment process and policy. They had limited exclusive membership, maintained secrecy and loyalty of members. They were hierarchical, few elites and money operatives. They were non-ideological example, profit-driven. They were organized criminal structured group. There were more people, one or more serious crimes in order to obtain financial or other material benefit. They were serious crimes, offenses punishable by at least 5 years in prison. And they were structured groups, not randomly formed, but they feel like they didn't need a formal structure. So in the crime world, it was more than two people, their own appointed tasks, activity over a prolonged or definite period of time, the use of quote-unquote discipline or control, perpetration of serious criminal offenses, operations on an international or transnational level, the use of violence or intimidation, use of commercial business-like structures, the engagement of money laundering, exertion of influence on politics, media, public administration, judicial authorities, on the economy, and they're motivated by the pursuit of profit and power. That is what happened to me in a nutshell.